Good morning, sleepyhead. How's your hangover? You hit that whiskey bottle pretty hard yesterday. What? You seriously don't remember how you barged in last night with a bottle in one hand, saying that you finally got yourself a date tomorrow and came over to celebrate? No. Well, after that you proceeded to get yourself shit-faced and tell me that you're too anxious and worried about whole ordeal, and I tried to cheer you up and keep you away from the bottle, but obviously I didn't succeed. Here's some aspirin. Oh, your head must be killing you right now. What time is it? Well, it's, around 5 p.m. Whoa. Easy there, cowboy. Lie down. You can barely stand. Yes, I know your date is supposed to be in an hour, but you can't possibly go there in this state. You look and smell like a night of bad decisions. And your clothes are all wrinkled because you fell asleep in them. Well, I'd gladly let you take shower here, but you didn't bring change of cloth with you, did you? No, there is no way you will manage to get to your home in time and get changed. Just relax. I already texted her from your phone that you came down with a cold and can show up anyway. Hey! I tried to save your sorry ass as graciously as it was possible given the circumstances. Look, canceling in the morning due to an illness is way better than showing up to the date reeking of alcohol and looking like, well, like you do right now. That way, there's still a chance of salvaging it instead of turning it into complete disaster. Your phone? Oh, it's charging. Battery ran dead like 10 minutes ago. No, it's in the other room. Look, just stay put, will you? I don't want you throwing up all over my carpet on the way there. Do I have to handcuff you to the bed? No, stop. Stop struggling. See how weak you are right now? I managed to pin you down and straddle you with little to none difficulty. Now, will you listen to your friend's sane advice and stop trying to get up? Okay, coughs it is. Don't look at me like that. I'm acting in your best interest and just trying to stop you from making a mistake. Look, it's just one date. Are you really that interested in her? She didn't seem like your type at all. Too slutty. Say what? That's exactly the reason why you went for her? 'Cause... And now I screwed your only chance of getting laid in... Well, I'm sorry, but... Well, I did say drinking before the date was a bad idea. Look... I apologize already. Stop struggling. I can sort of feel your thing down there. I'm not exactly wearing much or anything at all underneath this old stretched t-shirt, you know? I heard you moan in your sleep, so I kinda rushed down to you and all. Whoa, you really are hard. What? You refrained from touching yourself for a few days before a date? Why on the earth did you think it could be a good idea? Well, this is awkward. Wait. Why are you looking at me like that? Finally noticing that I'm a girl. Aren't you? Yes, I'm not wearing a bra either. As I said, I was in a rush. Staring is rude, you know. My eyes are up here. As if the situation wasn't weird as it is. But here we are. You handcuffed to the bed and me straddling your hips and your rock-hard boner pressed right against my... Oh, at this point, I'm not sure if you're trying to get out or just attempting to dry hump me. And I think I'm actually starting to like this predicament. How about I make up for your date? I was the one who canceled it in the end, and since you have probably stored a lot in your balls for a grand occasion, it would be a waste not to help you release it properly. I haven't had sex in ages either, so rubbing against your rock-hard cock feels really good. You can probably see it yourself since you're staring at my chest. You must have noticed my nipples straining against the soft, thin fabric of my shirt. You can't take your eyes off them, can you? Watching them jiggle and bounce slightly as I'm working my hips. What? Uncuff you? Oh no, I think I'm fine here. Who knows what you might do if I let you out of them now, considering I screwed your date over. Oh no. I need to make sure you'll behave first. Maybe I will consider freeing your hands and letting you squeeze and fondle my boobs as much as you'd like, but only if you're a good boy. Think you can handle it? Will you be my good boy? It looks like it still hasn't sunk in for you. Yes, I did say I'm going to help you out with this hard thing, straining your pants, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to take my sweet time with it. 'Cause, you know, seeing you cuff to my bed, helpless and writhing underneath me, with that hungry, lust-filled expression on your face, it really does a number on me. I'm probably leaking all over your pants right now. Just can't help it. Rubbing against you feels so good. My bad for not wearing panties. I just forgot. Oh, that's right. This thin old t-shirt is practically the only thing covering my body right now. Do you want to see what's underneath? Well, I'll take it off if you ask nicely. Maybe. Come on. You can do better. Don't forget to add, please. That's my good boy. Watch me take it off. Slowly. Can you see it? My bare pussy, pressed against that bulge in your pants. Watch me as I reveal my skin to you, inch by inch. First my navel, then my tummy. You're panting. Do you want to see my breast that badly? You do. Look at you, nodding so eagerly. Well, here we are, soft and heavy. My heart beats just asking to be put in your mouth. Careful, don't strain your neck. So, you want to suck on them, don't you? Aw, what a big baby. Well, as I said before, if you ask nicely... Didn't take you long this time. Good boy. Here's your reward. Just let me lean down. When you swirl your tongue around them, like that. Fuck. I wanted to feel your mouth on them for so long. Yes. That's my good boy. Keep sucking. Oh, God. Now maybe I should let your cock out of its prism before you bust a seam. Thank you. Would you look at that? You're so hard. I can see it throbbing, twitching. Oh God, there's so much pre-cum. Makes me want to lick it all up. Oh, you'd like this, wouldn't you? Well, not so fast. You will have to do some licking on your own first. And that calls for a change of position. Yes, I'm going to straddle your face instead of your hips. Did I just hear you moan? And look, I think your cock just twitched. Is the sight of my bare pussy closing into your face is too much for you? Don't worry, I'll try not to suffocate you. Now, open your mouth and stick out that tongue of yours. That's a good boy. I didn't even have to ask. Oh, you went just straight for it. Lapping at it like a thirsty puppy. Oh, God. Do you like how I taste? I'm glad to hear that. Oh, God. Work that tongue. Yes, that's the spirit. I can barely hold myself straight. I might just have to lean down and lie on your body. Well, you get to feel my soft boobs pressed against your stomach, so you shouldn't be complaining much. You're still licking pre-cum like crazy. What's wrong? Does my warm breath on your throbbing cock tickles too much? Fuck yes. Keep leaking. Since you got to taste me, oh, I gotta taste you as well. Well, just let me pick up that drop of freakum with just the tip of my tongue. It's slightly salty, but I can't quite determine the taste. I'll just have some more. Just going to slowly drag my wet tongue from the base of your shaft all the way to the tip. Fuck, I can feel your moans down there. Oh God, don't stop leaking, and also, try not to bust a nut as I just swirl my tongue around the head of your cock. Just like this. Feels good, doesn't it? If you suck on my clit so hard, I will have no choice but retaliate and put that hard, juicy cock of yours right into my mouth. Mm. they're so tasty. Don't you dare to come. I have other plans for you, Seaman. Oh, God. If you keep leaking like that, I'll be the one to come instead. Oh, God. Oh, my fucking God. It was so good. I'm still shaken. Good boy. Making me come like this. I think you deserve a reward. Let me get off your face. Oh, I guess I just did. It looks like I made a mess. Your face is all wet. Especially your mouth. I should help you clean up and get a taste of myself on occasion. Fuck, kissing you feels so good. I just realized we messed up the order a little. Still, you were such a good boy, making me come with your tongue. I think you deserve a reward for it. Name it. Oh? What's that? Speak louder. I didn't quite hear you. Yes. I want to hear you say it out loud. I might have some ideas about what you want, but... So... Does my good boy want me to straddle his hips and rub my wet pussy all over his bare cock? Can you feel how hot and wet I am for you? You want more? More what? Say it. Beg for it. Oh. Yes, beg for me to fuck you. That's a good boy. I'm going to ride you so hard you'll see stars. Let me just lower myself down onto you. Oh, fuck. You're stretching me out. It feels so good. You're getting impatient, puppy. Don't just thrust your hips forward like that. No, let me take care of you. Just relax and watch me bounce up and down your cock. Oh, you're whimpering. I like it. Does my pussy feel that good? my wet walls dragging up and down and clenching your shaft. Oh, God. I can barely think straight. We should have done this sooner. So much sooner. I can feel you throbbing, twitch inside me, and then I start to think about how much delicious cum you have stored for me. I think I'm getting close. I want your load inside me so badly. Yes, I think I'm going to come. I'm going to come all over your cock. Yes, let it all out. Let it all out and come with me. Come with me. Oh, God. I'm coming. I'm coming. That's my good boy. You came so much. I can feel it dripping out of my pussy. Well, did you enjoy being my good boy? Why am I asking? Well, it depends on your answer whether I will uncuff you or not. 'Cause if you say no, well, I don't have much choice but fuck you until you are. Not that I would mind. In fact, I almost want you to say no.